evening, everyone. Here is something brand new for you. In fact, it's not 6 o'clock anymore. It's a little later due to the soccer broadcast we had earlier. But it's Wednesday evening, and from now on, this is the time for Jules on the Field, your sports talk, live here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Jules, and I'm so happy to welcome you to my first show. In the upcoming weeks, I'll have guests of all different kinds of sports teams with me here in the studio of Penguin Radio. However, today, I'm doing a special show. It's the first episode of Jules on the Field, and actually my first time ever on live on air. And even though I'm a person who likes new challenges and experiences, I thought maybe I should start slowly and not that complicated. That's why I'm here in the studio alone today, talking for 1 hour on my own. That sounded really tough some days ago, but all my friends and family, they know that isn't that big problem for me, at least not in everyday life where they always have to cope with my endless monologues and so on. But this first show without a guest also gives me the opportunity to tell you what my show is going to be like during the semester and what you can expect on future Wednesday evenings. I also want to introduce myself a little in this first section of my show. DJ Jules, that's not only my DJ name, but also my nickname. Even though I spell it a little different for my show to give it an ambiguous meaning, that fits the purpose of my show. Maybe you've already realized that I've got a special accent and that I'm not a native speaker too. If not, wow, that makes me really proud. But if yes, well, here's the reason. I'm actually from Germany and I'm here at Dominican just for this fall semester. At home, I'm studying journalism in my fifth semester at a little university in Bavaria, about 2 hours from Munich. By the way, it was in the semester break before my fourth semester when I really got interested in radio. We had a media workshop during the semester break, and I had the honor of hosting one of our radio shows, which was so much fun. Sports journalism and radio, I think that would be the perfect choice for me. And that's also the reason why I'm so glad to be able to host my own show now already. It won't do any harm to get a little practice, of course. It's simply my goal to work in radio after my graduation, and I would love to cover sports in radio. I just like this fact about radio, that you're able to make the audience feel like they were right here, live at the event too. And this is simply easier in radio than anywhere else, because you can make use of sounds, music, background noises, dialogue, and so many things more. Jules on the Field, inside the world of our athletes. That's the motto of my show. I simply didn't want to do a sports show which is about pre- or post-game reports, tactics, and all this stuff, because simply, you might already know that. You can read that online or in the newspaper, and anyway, your life at Kennelly Field or in the Conlon Center when there's a game, right? Exactly. That's the reason why I wanted to do something different. My aim is to give you a more personal perspective on the youth sports. Every show will be focused on one sport at Dominican, and one athlete of this particular team will be right here with me, talking about how it's like to be an athlete. Because I think every person has a story to tell, especially when this person does kind of both, studying at the university and taking part in college sports at the same time. We all know the feeling when there seems to be too much workload to deal with, especially before the finals, of course, but our athletes have to face even more pressure. Besides, there are so many special athletes here, jewels, so to speak, with striking features or an interesting background simply, which is worth talking about. Think of, for example, a freshman starting his college career in an already well-established team, which can be difficult, of course. It could also be a foreigner, just like me, who experiences if sport is really powerful enough to unite nations. Or it could be a person with special talents heading for a professional career in sports. To sum it up, I'm excited to hear your personal sports stories. Maybe you even know a Dominican athlete who should share his or her story with us. just leave a message for me on Penguin Radio on Facebook. In the upcoming weeks, when I'll actually have one of our athletes here with me in the studio, Jules on the Field will then consist of four sections. In the first, I'll share my personal thoughts about the specific sport with you. You have to know that the sports business here in America is totally different from athletics in Germany. For example, I believe I know a lot about soccer, since it's one of the most popular sports at home, but we don't actually have any football or lacrosse teams in Germany, on the contrary, except for some bigger cities, maybe. A lot of the sports here are therefore totally new territory for me, but I'm eager to get to know these with your help. And the best thing is, I'll have the experts with me here in the studio. That means I'll get a specialist's information. Maybe my thoughts about a sport at the beginning of an episode of Jules in the Field will also be totally different from my opinion after the show. And that's also a reason why doing this sports talk fascinates me so much. The second and third section of Jules in the Field will be the actual interview with one of our athletes here at Dominican University. One will focus a little more on the personality of the person, and I'm also going to introduce the athlete to you in this section, so you'll get some background knowledge apart from watching the person in action on the field. By the way, the show's also concerned with personality in another field, in the music. I'll let the athletes choose their favorite songs, and we'll play them during the show. Maybe they listen to one particular song during practice, or in the locker room before they go on the field, as an energizer, or for means of motivation, maybe. Or they've got a special moment in their career which is connected to a certain song. I'll figure that out in the next weeks. The other interview part will be about everything that's connected with the sport the person is doing. My show will end with a news section where I'll tell you everything about upcoming events concerning the particular sports team, about injuries, even though I would rather like to talk about recoveries, and everything else a sports fan at Dominican needs to know. However, like I've already mentioned earlier, today everything's a little different. After a first little music break, we'll continue with a kind of brainstorm section, because I've been skimming through newspaper articles and online interviews in the last few days to figure out which athletes may be candidates for my show. Believe me, I got a lot of choices, and maybe one of them will be sitting opposite of me next week. We'll see. But first, I'll take a break, and we'll listen to one song which I like very much because it's connected with a special sports memory in my case, the Olympics in London last year. I remember that I couldn't wait to get home from university to watch the deciding matches in rowing, because we Germans were really good in that sport at that time, pole vault, which is really fascinating for me, or the 100 meters finale with Usain Bolt, of course. Here is one of the songs of the Olympics in London that was played a lot during the Olympics broadcast in German TV. It's World in Our Hands by Taya Cruz. You're listening to Jules on the Field on radio.dominican.edu. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
This is Jules on the field inside the world of our athletes, live here on radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to one of the songs of the Olympics 2012 in London, World in Our Hands by Tayo Cruz. Well, you've really heard a lot about me in the first section of Jules on the Field, and that's normally not the purpose of my show, so I figured it's time for a change of perspective now, finally. In fact, as I told you in the introduction, the show is supposed to be about our athletes and not so much about me. But that wasn't that easy to do for this very first show. The challenge for me was how to focus on Dominican athletes in Jules on the Field without actually having a guest here with me in the studio during my first show. In the end, it wasn't that difficult though. I remembered that before I started to do radio here at Dominican University, I wanted to get informed about the upcoming season because I, as a sports fan, wanted to attend as many games as possible, especially because it's my one and only semester here, and I didn't have much time to get to know the different teams and talents. Of course, I didn't want to arrive at the field knowing nothing about the teams, so I skimmed through some of the newspapers and online articles and got to know some of the athletes and talents here we have on the field. Of course, doing that was very interesting for me, and it turned out to be a really good inspiration for my show. Doing that, and through watching the first games of the season, I got some information about some of the most noticeable or skilled athletes here at Dominican University. Now, you're curious who they are, aren't you? Well, here are some facts about our sports teams and athletes, which show that I'll really have a lot of athletes to choose from. As a huge soccer fan, the soccer previews were, of course, the first articles that caught my eyes. So, ladies first, reading the Dominican soccer previews of the women, their captain Kendra Korsberg really seemed to be an impressive player to me. As a preparation for the upcoming season, she trained the whole summer, practiced sprints daily with the men's goalkeeper Erik Andersen, and additionally ran 2 to 6 miles every evening. Sounds determined and, well, painful. All the more to me, because I feel like I'm not really the born runner, if you know what I mean. Korsbeck told the Marin Independent Journal that she, the captain, simply needed to set an example. That's very loyal, and also the attitude we need our athletic captains to have, I think. Especially because if older and more experienced players show that kind of attitude, they also set an example for the younger players, and that's a very good kind of motivation and team spirit. Wow, that sounded impressive, didn't it? Well, I have to admit these are actually not my words. They're from Tara Kolaski, the women's soccer coach in her first season here at Dominican. Even though she's not really a Dominican athlete herself, she has had a really impressive career to begin with. Kolaski had been a professional soccer player and already coached the Division I teams at Northern Iowa and at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. That's a lot of experience and knowledge, and both will be an advantage for the Dominican soccer team during this season. Captain Korsbeck said, for example, "Everything she asks us to do in practice, she knows what we're going through because she's done it before." Another special power of the women's soccer team is their strength on defensive positions. For instance, there is senior goalkeeper Megan Herring, who led the NCAA Division II goalkeepers last season with a save percentage of .910. This season started equally good too. In the second week of the season, from September 9th to September 15th, Herring was named PacWest Player of the Week. And I have to admit that in all games I've seen so far this season, even if not everything went perfectly well for the team in general, of course, it was often Herring who secured her team a narrow 1-0 victory, for example. By the way, the women's defense is the part of the team with the most veterans. But we mustn't forget all the freshmen who joined the Dominican soccer team during the summer, too. For example, Juliana Mendez or Melissa Stokely already had a lot of chances to show off their talent, and we're eager to see more of them during the next games, of course. Turning to the men's soccer team, there's one common feature of both Dominican soccer teams, I think. They seem to share their focus on the defense. The men's soccer team also wants to be defined by their defense. When you score goals, you win games. And when you play defense, you win championships. That seems to be their motto under the new head coach Phil Belletti-Gard. As you might have noticed, there's new stuff in both Dominican soccer teams. We've got two new head coaches, and that always results in some wind of change, in new methods and new motivation, I think. And that's always a good kind of progress, in my view. And it's even better that Belletti-Gard also knows the soccer business from the inside. He even graduated from Dominican University in 2003 and has been involved in the Dominican soccer team since 2006. Recently, he also was an associate head coach. But back to our athletes and to the defense. There are actually a lot of impressive players on the field in our Dominican men's soccer team too. To begin with, there are the four captains of the team: Sam Vela, the senior center back; Swap Musiana, center half and grad student at Dominican; David Mendez, a senior forward; and finally goalkeeper and junior Eric Anderson. Normally, they all start each game for the Penguins. Or you've got the slight feeling that something's wrong today, or simply feels different when you look at the roster. Musiana, for example, scored the two goals of the game that led to the Penguins' first victory of the season. And they were very nice ones too, by the way. In addition, he and Eric Anderson got named to the PacWest Final Five in the week from September 9th to September 15th. That seems to be a very good week for Dominican athletes so far. You see, there's simply a lot of talent on the field. However, you might, as I told you earlier, win championships because of a good defense. You cannot win games without a good offense, though. Here, the Dominican soccer players pointed out Colby Mitnick, the junior forward, even before the season had started. He's an animal, an amazing offensive talent, and he's a legitimate D1 player. These quotations are only a selection of what his teammates and his coach think of him. But what's even more important is the fact that every single person interviewed talks about a teammate's talent instead of the own abilities. That simply shows the Dominican team spirit, and that this team, a good mix between a talented core team and new incoming freshmen, has already grown together. And this might be very important and a Dominican special strength during the course of this season. Well, now I have really got to hold myself back. I'm sorry I'm talking about soccer. I'm sometimes a little too enthusiastic. But that would be a shame here at Dominican University, in fact, since we've got so many different teams other than football or soccer teams, sorry. Another Penguin team that already started its season is the women's volleyball team. Actually, they've been on a road trip during the past days with games in San Diego, Azusa, and St. George. Picked 13th of the 14 teams in the preseason poll, they are facing a tough time and a lot of work during this semester, though. However, they're very optimistic, too. Captain Jessica Jones, the senior outside hitter, said that she likes being an underdog, actually, because they've got something to prove, and everybody doubts us every year, she said. Their goal is to get above .500 this season. While they're still waiting for their first victory of the season, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for our Dominican volleyball team. Maybe they simply need a bigger crowd cheering for them at the games. So don't miss the volleyball games during the upcoming weekend. It might be the deciding weekend. Even more interesting for me, though, is the fact that Jones also talked about what it is like to be a college athlete. The captain of the volleyball team is a nursing major herself. And believe me, one of my roommates is also majoring in nursing. That's why I know the sizes of their textbooks and the huge pressure they have to deal with. Being an athlete, too, therefore sounds extremely stressful to me. Any free time I get, I try to take advantage of it and get my schoolwork done. There's not a lot of idle time, Jones told the Marin Independent Journal before the season. And for sure, Jessica Jones is not the only athlete here at Dominican that has to cope with being both a college student and a successful athlete. I'd be really interested in getting to know this perspective of college sports. We'll see what stories other athletes have to tell. I hope you'll tune in for that again. There will be various interesting stories, I'm sure. This is Jules on the Field, live here on radio.dominican.edu. Well, I've talked about soccer so much in the last minutes, I think it's getting time now for a real soccer song. But I've got to warn you, it might be a little confusing for you. It's a British song, which means they are talking about soccer, but sing actually about football, simply because that's what we call soccer in Europe. Something that I mix up all the time when talking about it, by the way. You've already noticed, maybe. Anyway, it's a song that's extremely connected to soccer for me, especially if a new season is about to begin. The title, Football's Coming Home by the Three Lions. And even though they talk about soccer's so-called home country, Great Britain, I think it depends on your interpretation. Football's coming home, but this home could be everywhere, simply where you, the sports and soccer fans, are.
Stop.
back again. This is DJ Jules on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to the very first episode of my new show, Jules on the Field, inside the world of our athletes. That was Football's Coming Home by the Three Lions. In the past section, you've heard and maybe also learned a lot about inspiring athletes here at Dominican University. I'm really glad that I'm at a university with so many different sports teams and so many incredible talents. It's gonna be an interesting semester at Penguin Radio for me and you, I'm sure. The second interesting thing about doing a sports talk at this university in particular is simply the fact that you've got totally different kinds of sports here in America. I really have to admit that I've never watched a football or baseball game before, at least until the Saturday 2 weeks ago, when I went to Stanford University for my first football game ever. And besides, I was really proud of me that I understood the rules. Let's say nearly, since this sport seemed totally confusing to me before. But besides these two most popular sports, there are others that I didn't quite know before I came here. Lacrosse or softball, for example. And there's also the fact that college sports are popular and recognized in a totally different dimension here. They are simply way more important, and there are a lot more different options in America, which are also reasons that make talking about sports here so interesting for me. And I might also learn something new during this show, which is cool too, of course. For this third section of today's show, I'll stick to things I already know, though. Otherwise, it could be a little embarrassing for me, and that's something I really don't need in my first show. After I've talked so much about my favorite sport and being a soccer fan, I really have to admit again that I've never actually played soccer myself. Many people don't believe me, but it is really like that. I've just been watching it since I was a little child and have a father, brother, and grandma who are also huge fans. I think there was just no other possibility for me than getting interested in soccer too. However, I didn't feel biased or influenced in any way, of course. It was simply a natural progress, I think. And especially when this fascination starts at a very young age, you always need to have athletes you admire and look up to. You wear their jerseys, I still have two of them by the way, and put them on to listen to the soccer broadcast on radio, and you want to get their autographs or something similar. You favor them because they're faster, better, or simply more famous than others. Simply because they are jewels on the field, actually. And this doesn't always start on the soccer field of your local team or when you're watching high school or college sports. In most cases, the sports celebrities you admire play in the highest leagues, attend World Cups or Olympics, and are known everywhere around the world. And that's simply because you need inspiration and a role model, and the huge stars are simply more fascinating at a young age. Maybe our various athletes here at Dominican have their own favorite sportsmen or women too. I will ask them about that during the semester, I promise. I personally also have some athletes I like really much, of course, and that's not only because they're really good at their sport, but because they're role models away from the field too. In this third section of my show, I'll introduce you to some of them. So give a round of applause to my personal jewels on the field. First of all, there is my favorite soccer player, Philipp Lahm. Some of you might actually know him because he's both the captain of my favorite soccer team, FC Bayern München, Munich's most popular team, and of the German national team. And I do not only like him because he's, about my height, he's really short, but because he's a really good player and also a really remarkable person away from the field. People always claim that the only position on the field he wouldn't be able to play is being the goalkeeper because of the height I just mentioned. Especially Munich's new head coach Pep Guardiola tends to change his starting lineup a lot, and therefore Lahm often plays in the midfield, even though he's actually used to defense. But like that, because it but I like that really much because it really shows the flexibility of each player and the unpredictability of the whole team. Besides, Lam is in contrast to many other players who cannot answer a journalist's question properly, really able to give the media elaborate and appropriate answers. A talent a captain should really have because he simply has to represent the team towards the outside world. Besides, he also founded his own charity organization to help underprivileged children in Germany and South Africa in terms of education and sport, for example. Speaking about the world outside the soccer business, Lam also published a biography about his career, which really sounded strange and weird to me in the beginning because he's simply only 29 years old. Still, I have to admit, I was curious, especially because there was soon a huge conflict about the book, because some very critical quotations about Lam's former coaches were published in articles. I bought the book, read it, and was shocked how the media published parts of the book without their actual context, simply only one sentence or one quotation, and everything sounded completely different and way less critical, of course, when you read the whole book. But maybe I'm also not quite neutral in this case. That was really an experience I want to keep in mind as I also want to work in journalism later, but not like this, of course. Up next on my list is actually an American sportsman. I just wanted to talk to you about someone you really know too. It's Bodie Miller, the American skier. I've been skiing for many years now and also really like to watch the competitions on TV. And even though Miller is also popular, kind of, due to his eccentric lifestyle and didn't have the best image in the media during his career, people, including me and my family, were fascinated by this athlete. Maybe it's the fact that he continued being in this business for so long, even though there were a lot of injuries, tough croppers, and dropping outs. You also have to keep in mind that he's 35 years old, and that's way older than most of his colleagues. And it also requires a lot of strength and braveness too, in my view. But to be honest, it was also his dangerous and extremely fast way to ski that kept us sitting in front of the TV. And we couldn't really believe it that a person could risk to ski like this. Now, in lack of some more time, there is my last jewel on the field, Felix Neureuther, a German skier this time. He only had his best season so far last year. That's why you might not know him already. But I've got the slight feeling that this might change when there are the next Winter Olympics in Vancouver next year. What's remarkable about this sportsman is the fact that he had to endure a lot of pressure and critique from the beginning of his career on. The reason for that is that both his parents are very popular skiers in Germany and had been very successful in their careers. The media talked about him, the son, who will never reach his parents' success, and created an image he didn't seem to be able to live up to. Especially because there had been a lot of injuries and dropouts that prevented him from finishing competitions or even whole seasons. However, all of that changed during the past winter. He scored his first victory ever, and some more second and third ranks. During the World Cup in the beginning of this year, he won his first two medals too, one golden one too. That might not sound that impressive to you, but at home we were really engrossed in his competitions because everybody wanted him to show the world what he's capable of. It's one of those sports stories that I really enjoy to watch. And that's also another reason why sports journalism is so fascinating for me. People simply sympathize with athletes, admire them, and trace every step of their careers. And the media and journalists are, to a certain extent, able to shape this view of an athlete that the people have, a fact that can be problematic, of course, too. You're listening to Jules on the Field, inside the world of our athletes, here on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take another small music break right now. It's another song that's stuck in my memory because it'll always remind me of a special sport event. In this case, it's the Soccer World Cup 2006 in Germany. Since my home country was also the host country, this was a very special situation for me per se, of course. But I think I also experienced this World Cup in a special and much more attentive way than all the others before. There are simply so many situations which I still remember. The first goal of the World Cup by my favorite soccer player Philipp Lahm, for example. The flags everywhere in the streets, on the cars, and so on. And the excitement all over the country, because our team did really well, actually. But the best memory is the penalty kick against Argentina, which was the most exciting and thrilling part of the World Cup, at least for me. I mean, we have won, but I nearly died. I simply cannot take penalty kicks very well. They're simply too much for me. Anyway, I calm down now, and here it is, one of the songs of the World Cup 2006 in Germany, Love Generation by Bob Sinclair.
I've got
Hey everyone, it's DJ Jules live on radio.dominican.edu with my first show of Jules on the Field. This was Bob Sinclair with his song Love Generation. It's sad, people, but I have to tell you that we're slowly but, yeah, reaching the end of the first episode of Jules in the Field. Time went by so fast, that's amazing. But we've still got some minutes left, and I'll make use of that time and will tell you about all the upcoming events here on the campus of Dominican University next week. All about sports, of course. And since I'm doing a general sports show today, I'll tell you all athletic events. Without any exceptions, we simply have a broad variety of athletics here. First of all, a special note for all athletes and sports fans who want to get the real Dominican athletic feeling. Here is your one and only chance to get the real Dominican athletics appeal. There are some really cool Adidas clothes available for pre-orders until October 13th in the team store. You can choose from different kinds of shirts, sweaters, caps, etc., all with the Dominican Athletics logo on it. If you pre-order them until October 30th, your order will be shipped by October 31st. So take a look at all the offers. You've still got some time to decide. It's simply a must for all fans of the Dominican teams. You want to show what's your favorite team when you are at a game, don't you? Well, just visit the team store then on dominicanathletics.com/shop. By the way, don't put the Dominican clothes you already have right now too far away. There are loads of sports events on the upcoming weekend, and that means there are two main events at once. As you all might know, it's also the family weekend, a chance to show your parents, your families, and your friends what Dominican athletics are like, and what action is there on the field here at Kennelly Field, for example. Especially because there is a family weekend passport, which allows all your family members and relatives to watch the games free too. You can get those family passes immediately when your relatives check in at the information table. That's in Angelico Hall on Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. and in front of the Anne Hathaway building on Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If you want to go to more than one event, you also have to take more passports with you, though. But for all students here at Dominican University, they're free with your Dominican pass, of course. It's simply a perfect opportunity to take your family down to Kennelly Field or to the Conlon Center to watch our athletes in action. And remember, tell me if you spotted a special talent. Firstly, there is the convocation ceremony in Angelico Hall on Friday at 4 p.m. You might wonder right now how that's connected with sports at all. Well, there will be a little performance of the dancers from the Lions BFA Ballet. And I'm actually really excited about seeing them showcase for the first time since I'm here. Dancing is simply also one of my passions, besides soccer, of course. But if that's nothing for your taste, there are many other events too. For example, you can attend the women's volleyball game against University of Hawaii at Hilo on Friday at 6 p.m. in the Conlon Center. Our volleyball players have a tough schedule, in fact. Their next match is already on Saturday at 6 p.m. when they're matched against the Brigham Young University of Hawaii. There's also a lot of work, but more fun work, for our Dominican men's lacrosse team. They're doing a match against the Marin Club at 1 p.m. on Kennelly Field and another one against the Cali Love Club at 4 p.m. And on Sunday, finally, there are my personal favorites, the Dominican soccer teams in action on the field. After their matches just today against Holy Names, they're returning to Kennelly Field on Sunday already. The women's soccer team is going to begin at 1 p.m. with their match against the Academy of Art University of San Francisco. after their thrilling match against Academy of Arts in San Francisco on Monday that went into double overtime again. Let's hope for a less thrilling but still successful afternoon on Sunday for them. Immediately after the women's game, there will be the men's soccer team versus also the Academy of Arts at 3:30 p.m. So you just stay there at Kennelly Field, like I will do. They have to compensate their late fall against San Francisco on Monday. So that's gonna be an exciting match too. Actually, I'm also doing the color part in the Penguin Radio soccer broadcast with Jordan Smith. So if you cannot make it to Kennelly Field, which shouldn't be possible, just stay tuned on radio.dominican.edu, click on the Listen Live button and stay up to date while you're away. DJ Jules is going to be on the field for you, literally, or maybe next to it, you know what I mean. If you need any further information about the athletic events on the weekend or the family weekend, just visit dominican.edu/familyweekend or dominicanathletics.com. Well, there may be some of you that think you've missed some other kinds of sports in this news section so far. Well, that is about to change in the upcoming weeks, because the basketball season is about to start in just 2 weeks from now for the Dominican Penguins. So grab your calendars right now, take your schedules with you, and highlight one day already now. On October 14th, there is the annual Midnight Mayhem, starting off the basketball season here at the Dominican University in the Conlon Center. Organized by the Penguin Student Athlete Advisory Committee, PSAAC, as usual, it is going to be a fun night with contests and games for all students of Dominican University, starting at 10:30, I think. But you can check that on Facebook, too. They have invited all of the students, and of course, this event is free with your Dominican ID. There will also be performances of the dancers and cheerleaders, and as the climax finally, the Dominican women's and men's soccer teams of 2013 and 14 will be introduced to the audience at midnight. So there will be a lot of action and fun on this night. So be sure to remember that day and also invite your friends. But what if they don't want to come? Well, just show them the funny Harlem Shake video our athletes did to support the Midnight Mayhem on YouTube. I'm sure that one will convince them. I just watched it yesterday. You see, there's a lot of things going on, and you'll have various things to do on this weekend, and I'm sure you won't get bored. As we're reaching the end of today's show, I just wanted to remind you that there are a lot of other shows on radio.dominican.edu that you might be interested in too. Just tune in to the first episode and experience the variety of our shows here on Penguin Radio. For example, there's another sports show on Thursday, that means tomorrow, from 4 to 6 p.m. It's Sports Relative with our DJs TY and Jobs. Immediately afterwards, DJ LC will tell you about the latest tinsel talk about our beloved celebrities and everything else about pop culture. On Friday, you can listen to DJ Oz's first episode of his show Pro Track Central, which is also a sports show, from 10 to 11 p.m. And of course, don't forget that there is also our Penguin Press Pass on Fridays at 12:30 p.m. So, if you're bored by other humorless or stagnant radio news, try ours. We've got real students with real news that are going to be all of your Penguin Radio DJs, and that's going to be way more entertaining than the news shows you're used to. Speaking about entertainment, there's one song left on my list that is almost obligatory when talking about Jules on the field. A lot of people realized that even before me and used this song at award ceremonies or after final matches. You know what I'm talking about? Exactly. It's We Are the Champions from Queen. That's simply a song which is timelessly true and appropriate. I needn't say more.
my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I'm gonna lose. And I need to go. We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time to lose us, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
This is DJ Jules live here on radio.dominican.edu. As we're really reaching the end of my first show today, I just want to give you a small update, because for all of those of you who weren't able to listen to the soccer broadcast earlier on this day, here are the latest news. The Dominican University's women's soccer game, soccer team, of course, excuse me, won 2-0 against Holy Names, with Jessica Hinskins, for example, the freshman, scoring her first goal in college soccer. She was really happy and told us she was so glad that she didn't miss the goal standing alone before the or in front of the goalkeeper. It was a really good and interesting game for all of the audiences, and that showed that they really improved in matters of accuracy and one-touch passes. I didn't see the last matches in the last 2 weeks because I wasn't there, and there was really a change visible. And it's also going to be a very exciting match on Sunday for them, so be sure to show up. The men's soccer team afterwards had a really totally exciting afternoon too. In the end, they won 4-3 against Holy Names. A lot of goals, you see, but it was a match filled with aggression, action, and even two penalties. Even though Dominican had a lot of possession in that game, Holy Names was able to equalize the score again after each goal. A game that really went back and forth from one side to the other. So, you see, if you're at Connolly Field for a soccer team of Dominican University, you won't get bored. It will be exciting. So don't miss our broadcast on Sunday too. Or go to the field, of course. I'll be there with Jordan Smith doing the soccer broadcast. So tune in to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Jules live on radio.dominican.edu. That was the first episode of my new show, Jules on the Field, inside the world of our athletes. Thank you for tuning in. I will be searching for a talent for a student athlete at Dominican University during this week to have a guest next time to share their stories and their impressions of Dominican athlete life with me, live on air. And I'll see you next week on Wednesday at 6 p.m. with new stories about our athletes' life here at Dominican University. We'll be right back.
teach your children to tell the truth. This is your time here to do what you will do. Grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the